With Montana News, I'm Edward O'Brien. A new survey suggests conservation and national parks are as close to a bipartisan issue as you're ever going to find in Montana.
This is a time when things are politically divisive, but what's really important when it comes to support for national parks and conservation, there's an agreement in the state. It's an area of agreement on all sectors of politics.
That's Rick Grates, the director of the University of Montana's Crown of the Continent and Greater Yellowstone Initiative. The initiative is designed to gather and report research about activities within the Crown region. Its partners include the Nature Conservancy of Montana, Flathead Valley Community College, and the Montana Department of Natural Resources and Conservation. The initiative commissioned the first biannual public land survey back in 2014. Its follow-up was conducted just 3 weeks ago. Grates says the poll's meant to gauge how much value Montanans place on their outdoor heritage. Perhaps unsurprisingly, it turns out Montanans really like their wild outdoor places. Democratic pollster Dave Metz says it's something politicians should keep in mind.
As Montana voters look to November, they tell us when they're making their decisions about whether or not to support an elected public official, nearly 9 in 10, 88%, say it is at least somewhat important what that official's positions are on issues like clean water, clean air, open spaces, and public lands.
Metz adds that more than 2 in 5 voters rate those positions as a primary factor in deciding whether to support a candidate. Metz and Republican pollster Lori Weigel recently took a representative sample poll using both landlines and cell phones to gauge voter attitudes about various public lands and resource issues. Among their findings, 55% of respondents oppose proposals giving state government control over national public lands. Those include refuges, parks, and monuments. 41% support state government control. Lori Weigel calls that a noteworthy result.
Because we've seen that on virtually any issue, when you ask people, boy, should a state do something, the federal government do it, they're far more inclined to feel that their state would do a preferable job. But on this specific issue, given the cost implications, that's something that we've seen voters in many states, not just Montana, actually rejecting once they understand the cost implications.
Those results differ from a separate survey conducted earlier this spring by the University of Montana and Stanford University. That poll found a majority of respondents wanted at least some of federal lands in Montana transferred to the state. Meanwhile, 61% of respondents to this new poll oppose proposed mining projects near the north entrance of Yellowstone National Park.
That opposition really was throughout the state. While there were some differing levels of opposition, it was really a majority throughout the state that were offering that type of opposition to that specific proposal.
Democratic pollster Dave Metz reports 3 in 5 of Montana respondents visited a national park within the last year. That rises to 79% when that question's expanded to include all public lands.
Of that subset who said they had visited a national park, we asked them to tell us what their experience was like there. 95% reported that it was positive. So this is something where there's a real shared experience of the land among Montanans, and it's something that they value highly as a part of their quality of life.
That's not to say the public sees no challenges facing the National Park Service. 4 in 5 of respondents say Montana's national parks are in need of additional resources. More than 3 in 5 felt Yellowstone and Glacier are too overcrowded. The public land survey was first conducted back in 2014, and at that time, 62% of respondents thought public lands had a positive effect on local jobs and the economy.
Today, that figure has risen to 77%, a full 15 points. So the appreciation of the economic benefits of public lands has broadened and deepened significantly over the course of the last couple of years.
Full results of the 2016 public land survey can be found at mtpr.org. For Montana Public Radio, I'm Edward O'Brien.